You're very welcome back to the Nine Till Noon Show, 086 60 25,000. That's the WhatsApp and text number, or give us a call on 07491 25,000. Emily Graham, good morning.
Good morning, Greg.
Thank you so much for joining us, Emily, accompanied by Mary Coleman. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Greg.
How are you getting on?
Good, yeah.
Looking forward to this? Shoots a breeze, isn't it?
Yeah, what else would you be doing on a Monday morning?
Right, in through the nose, out through the mouth. You two are employment support officers with Inishowen Development Partnership, and you're here to sort of offer support or guidance or services for... talk to me about... I'll start with you, if that's all right, Mary. Talk to me about the programme that's up and running or will be shortly.
Right, it's called Care for Carers. And that we kind of, because of our, we work in the community a lot, we've kind of identified a need. We're looking at carers because it's such a job that you're very isolated at times. And we were able to secure funding to run a 2-year programme. we ran the first programme in Buncrana. We're running our second in Carindonagh, starting on the 9th of September. And we'll be running out two more throughout Inishowen next year. So the aim of the programme really is to try and reach out to the carers and to see if we what support and we can offer them in terms of we're looking at their health, their well-being. We're trying to look at maybe even training opportunities, employment opportunities for them going forward, and giving them an opportunity actually to look at their own needs and their own expectations.
Carers in this context, is it maybe... more so someone who has, you know, become a carer for someone in the house, for an example, maybe it could be a parent or a child or a partner.
Yes, anybody. And if you're caring for anybody, a family member, young, old, even a friend, or even if you're caring for somebody, helping another carer care for somebody, yeah. You're caring in some capacity. And it doesn't really matter if you're getting carers allowance or not getting carers allowance and a payment, not in a payment.
Brilliant. That was actually going to be my next question, because how do you categorise it? But you will in the conversation. Emily, it's incredibly important that carers care for themselves. Isn't it? For them to be able to do what they need to do to maintain their own good health, because it can be incredibly intensive. And sometimes I know people who don't leave any space for themselves at all, and that's unsustainable.
Absolutely. So we built this programme, I suppose, around the principle that you can't pour from an empty cup. So at the core of the programme, we're emphasising self-care, focusing on physical health, mental health, your well-being. And until all of that there is in place, only then can you be in a position kind of to care for others and to put yourself first.
Do you think too sometimes, you know, someone who becomes a carer really never got a chance to fully process, you know, the huge change in their life as well? Do you know what I mean? Does that sort of come through in these programmes?
It does, absolutely. I suppose nobody gets out of bed in the morning and say, right, my job is I'm going to be a long-term carer for a loved one. It's something that they choose to do. So we do find that... when, you know, the first group that we got together, there was a lot of peer support, mm-hmm. because they're meeting people who are in similar situations. Now, we do realise that not every carer are in similar situations. You know, they are different depending on the level of care that their loved one needs. But the peer support was key, what we found for the first programme. And it was great just to see the networks and, you know, the friendships that they made out of that, supporting themselves.
Yeah, because I've observed, and every situation is different, often... and it can be someone in a big family, for an example, but if they take on the role of carer, it's automatically, it's almost as if, well, that is presumed. Yeah. We can get on with the rest of our lives because Greg's the carer.
Yeah, that's
you know what I mean?
It's a label
that, and sometimes I think you have to step out of that and hear Mary, that, you know, you're important in different ways as well. That's just not who you are. The person that takes all or shoulders so much for the rest of the family, for an example. As I say, every situation is different. Well, that pops up a lot, I think.
It does, absolutely. And as Emily said, we don't get out of bed some morning and decide I'm going to be a long-term carer. A lot of people actually had different careers before this. And then suddenly they've been hurled into this world of becoming a carer. And most of the time it's a very isolating role. And I think they're often forgot about.
And it can bridge a really significant part of the life. As again, often it can be a woman, say, for instance, that has their kids reared at 42 or something. They become a carer. Next thing, they're 60.
Yeah, that's right.
And that 18 years is often almost sacrificed, though they're doing it willingly.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, you're 60 yourself, you know, which is not a big age, but you get where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
And there is that, I think, feeling as well amongst the carers that, you know, what about me? What about myself? What could I achieve? I've missed out on so much training and so much opportunities, you know, to do something different. And it's really, I think this programme gives them an opportunity to look at themselves again and say, oh, look, I can do this, and I, you know, I can go out there and do other things and be part of the community again and actually retrain if that's what I want to do. And as Emily said too, the whole thing about having a peer group and for people to, you know, they're actually, when they start talking to each other, they realise, you know, God, that you're going through the same as myself.
Well, we think we're all individual, but often circumstances leaves us all really quite similar, Emily. Do you know what I mean? I would say lots of stories are very familiar. Even the one I recounted, I would say there's people listening that are going, yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
And it's not exclusively women, but more often than not, it is. And I'm not sure where in the large family group that person finds themselves, but it's probably really quite familiar as well. So, Emily, is this also too about sort of caring life balance? And I'm not saying caring is not part of the life, don't get me wrong, but to actually analyse, well, do you have a bit more space for yourself, for your self-care, for your diet, to explore interests outside of your role as a carer?
Yeah, so that's what the programme would be. I suppose it's hard when you're in a caring role to take time out for yourself, so that's what would encourage. And the level of commitment that we need from participants, it's 2 hours per week, and sometimes that's a major hurdle for people to say, you know, I'm going to take these 2 hours out of this role for a week to go and concentrate on myself, to look after my health and well-being, and look at opportunities for maybe returning to the workforce. And that's what we found, and that's kind of where the programme was run out, because we support people every day anti-employment, but carers, they can't commit to the 40-hour week, so
every year it comes around National Carers Week and there's a whole host of events, and I'm like, there's people listening going, how the hell am I going to attend that event, because I can't get any respite because I'm, you know what I mean, and it's almost like compounding how they might feel, how they might feel. So obviously then the original programme, Explore Me, was successful, Mary, rolling out to a different part of Inishowen.
Yeah, and that's why Inishowen, I suppose, geographically is a wide area, and a lot of people transport as an issue. So that's why we decided to hold the first one in Buchran and the second one now in Carndonagh, just to give more people an opportunity to take part in it as well. And I would say as well, for some carers, if they were thinking of maybe coming down, we do have an open session now on the 3rd of September to come and see what it's all about. But as well as that, if they think, oh God, I can't commit to 6 or 8 weeks every single Tuesday morning for 2 hours, that's okay. If you know, if you can commit to even some of it, if you miss some days because things happen, you know, you might have a doctor's appointment, the person you're caring for mightn't be well some mornings, that's fine. You know, you don't have to come every single week.
Do you have to be in active care at the moment, or perhaps maybe could you have just exited long-term care and be in that space whereby you know, I've lost my confidence to go back to work, or I'd need to upskill to go back to where I am because the career's moved on. So do you see and do you welcome applicants maybe who have just come out of caring, Mary?
Oh yeah, definitely. And the last programme we had there, we had at least one, if not two, that they recently had been a carer maybe 6 months ago. And they're at a stage now where they're thinking, what do I do now? You know, I've missed out. I have no skills anymore. Every time I look at the jobs and the training, and they just don't have the confidence
anymore.
They're
not talking to me. Yeah, I get where you're coming from. And Emily, too, the thing about caring, and it's not to politicise it, okay, because often we do it because we want to do it, because it could be someone close to us. And sometimes it feels that maybe the state is exploiting that in terms of carer support, widening income bands, for an example, and just really recognising the very important job a carer does for the state. We can't presume, like sometimes people call things a devotion, right? I think sometimes devotion is another word for free. Yeah. You know where I'm coming from. Yeah. So, yeah, you know, I think too, carers can feel quite isolated because sometimes they don't feel they get the support or recognition from the state.
Well, that's it. That's it 100%. Because what is the alternative if you have a loved one who needs full-time care and attention and you may be the only person to offer it, or you may be the person that's at
but
the
stage
of their life.
But you can't complain because then you feel guilty you're a bad person.
That's it. It's a no-win situation. Yeah.
So it's perfect, really, for exploitation, if the truth be told.
One of the things we've done as well with our last programme, we took in like the Sittin's advice and care for the elderly as well.
Ireland,
and we try to kind of offer like their support and help out there and make sure that everybody understood the entitlements that they should be getting, and you know, and actually assist them in that path as well to make sure that we're getting everything they should be and should be entitled to.
Did you notice anything, and I think you probably alluded to this a little earlier on, about the interaction amongst the people that were there? Is it about recognising that, you know, my situation is similar to yours, or this is how I feel, and the person is nodding going, yes, that's how I feel as well? Did you find a benefit to that, Mary, as well, for the participants?
Oh, definitely. That was a huge part of it. And really on the back of that, then the group actually set up their own WhatsApp group.
Cool, right.
And they're talking now about setting up a walking group so that they could meet, you know, maybe once a month, put into the WhatsApp, or once a week.
Ticks off quite a number of your key points of what you want to achieve, doesn't it, instantly?
It does.
Because they're stepping out, they're with people that understand them. That's self-care, isn't it?
Yep.
Getting out, getting some fresh air, getting a walking. You know, that could be goal setting also, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's some of the achievement is very direct and it's indirect as well, which I think is wonderful. Emily, in terms of spaces, when does this begin? Because we've got an email address and a number for registration, which we will retain here, but I'll give out a little bit later on. If you're in the Inishowen area, particularly Carr and Donagh area, if you don't have access to travel and the time suit you, so get your pen. Emily, is there a capacity, or can you hopefully accommodate anyone that needs to be accommodated?
Well, we'll be running the programme now in Carr and Donagh, and we'll also be running it again next year throughout the peninsula. As we said, we did the first one in Buncrana. So we're having an information morning next Wednesday at Inishowen Development Partners in Carn Donagh, and then the programme will be launched on Tuesday the 9th of September. So we can take 15 or over. Like, we're not going to be stuck in numbers.
Yes, that's quite
and
significant.
We'll run it again as well next year, two programmes. And again, we'll take it to whatever part of the peninsula, you know, where, you know, we'll hold an information evening to see where they're from.
Yeah, get very strong testimonies from people who've already availed of this, because it's clear that that's worked for the majority of them. Okay. Yeah.
And what we would do as well when we meet, we would try and set up with them, meet them one-to-one as well, and just to see if we any individual supports that they might need. So I would be meeting them one-to-one and speaking to them individually and see exactly what it is most of all they're trying to get from the programme. And then when the 8 weeks finishes, I'd try and meet them again on a one-to-one to see what kind of follow-up I need to do. Do they need any referrals? Do they need help with job applications, CVs, cover letters, interview skills, you know, even further training? IDP, we offer a lot of like IT training, cookery courses, different, so we can refer on. Mm-hmm. And we try and follow up in that way and make sure everybody's trying to get an individual kind of.
Well, there's thousands of carers in Inishowen alone. We know that. And what I think was great, and Mary jumped in with it before I got to ask, you don't have to be receiving an allowance or necessarily recognised as a carer. You are a carer, right?
If you're caring for a loved one, it could be a family, a neighbour, you are a carer.
And that happens
so
an awful lot as well, too, where someone takes on a significant caring role with someone, and then you know you don't want to leave it, but then you can't necessarily step away from it.
You feel like you have a responsibility.
And then there as well too, as someone steps out of a caring situation, often, you know, they've built an incredible bond with that person, be over and above the family bond or the neighbourly bond, and they have to cope with that as well, as well as sort of stepping back into the big bad world. But need to keep one foot in the big bad world all of the time if you can. Yeah. You can get more information from Mary at inishowen.ie, or call 93622218. But don't worry about that, because we've that information here, and you know our number, and we can pass that on to you. So there is a information morning next Wednesday, is that right?
That's okay.
And more details will be given there. So either Emily or Mary, do you feel there's anything we haven't touched on or that's important to get out there?
Well, I think it may be just as important to recognise, we recognise the barriers for carers to get out of the house, and we will work, like, if somebody comes to us and say, well, morning doesn't suit me, I have support in the evenings, we'll work around. It's going to be very one-to-one. It's going to be focused on the person and their needs.
Of course. And it has to, because ironic if supports for carers were out of their reach because they were caring?
Because they were caring.
It's clear that you get that. So, and maybe even part of the process is finding the 2 hours for yourself on a Tuesday morning as well. Who's to say?
You know, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Though they'll be accommodated, but maybe you need to start sort of seeing where there's time for you.
Yeah.
All right. Emily Graham, Mary Coleman, Employment Support Officers with Innishowen Development Partnership. Thanks so much for calling down. Really do appreciate it. And as I say, if you want more information, mary@innishowen.ie or 0749362218. And as we've already heard, previous participants, simply getting together with others that understand them have got great comfort from that. But you have to look after yourself primarily. It's like in an aeroplane, you know, you have to put your own oxygen mask on first before you can help someone else. And it's like that in this space. Yeah. I just thought about that.
That's very good. So it is.
Yeah. Now, I might not do that, but you should. Okay. Right, Mary, Emma, both of you, thank you so very much indeed. Back with more after a break. It's a Monday, which means the DL debate is back this evening, and the big games keep coming, Brendan Devaney, in the club championship, and you've got a great crew to discuss that. Editor of the Donegal News sports section, of course, Ryan Ferry, former LGFA County star Maureen O'Donnell, on the show. So anyway, retrospectively, it's going to be focusing on the weekend's club championship action, Brendan.
That's it, Greg. Yeah, listen, we've got doing a roundup. We're going to keep all the information flowing. Listen, been round three of the championship, so we'll be looking across senior, the big games in the senior. We're kind of at round three, Greg, so we can. It was difficult opening a couple of rounds trying to get all the senior in and trying to give a wee bit of respect to intermediate and junior, and then of course you've got ladies. As I say, Niall Cleary's on the show. We've a hurling final coming up next weekend. So there's a lot of stuff to pack in. But I was just looking, even from last week, there was three or four fixtures were more interesting than the other ones. So I think we can kind of highlight them, go on to a few intermediate games, junior, and as I say, talk to Mo as well about the LGFA and, of course, Niall then about the hurling final. So
is it really to start highlighting, a couple of teams, Dunlogue Door, for an example, who are clearly going to be very much involved in the business end of the club championship.
That's it, Greg. Listen, I think if you're thinking about neutral point of views of people tuning in to the show, you have to start to get to the stage where there's more interest and, I suppose, more games at stake. There's games in there, I suppose, even derbies. Know the likes of St. Michael's Terman at the weekend. There's a couple of other games that maybe didn't have as much significance. Think about it.
Just one second, Brendan. For some reason, our team in McElhenney's popped in. We're going to be going to them in a moment. I should have to accept them in. Look at that review invite system. We have people gatecrashing our party. Sorry,
somebody had enough of me, Greg.
last week we were chatting about how, you know, free scoring, high scoring affairs, and yet there were some sort of results. If you didn't know better, you would think, well, maybe the games were played under the old rules.
Yeah, listen, teams are still, you know, getting into their shape and sitting defence. It just depends how much the other team then wants to go and force the game. You know, I had two games at the weekend. I did the streaming. Myself and Martin McHugh did the our drag game against McCool's. And then myself and Oisin were down doing Highland Ann streaming yesterday for the intermediate clash between Buncrana and Neve Patrick. And yeah, just sometimes the game. Now, it depends how much the opposition wants to go at it, Greg. So when that team falls back into the 11, some teams are very slow on the ball. They're happy enough to mess about with that, and it winds down the clock, which means it winds down the scoring opportunities. You have other games where there's a lot of goals involved, or there's 2-pointers, so it may affect the scoring a bit. But by and large, when teams are set up in a certain way, and you think how well drilled, as you mentioned there, the likes of Glenswilly don't know, a 12-10 game, very unusual to see that. But you've seen teams there that are still saying, listen, we're going to be defensively solid first, and then we're going to wait and be patient in our opportunities to attack. And I guess it's just the different attitudes to the teams. But certainly, Greg, you know, that type of scoring for Glenswilly or Dunlow is not going to win you championships. And if that's what the two teams after, then they got to work on the other end of the pitch, because, you know, 12s and 10s, as I say, is not going to get you across the line in the big games.
No, some interesting fourth round fixtures too coming up, 6th, 7th of September as well. Some interesting pairings in there. You'll go through all of that, of course, tonight. And with an eye in the hurling too, Brendan.
Yeah, that's it, Greg. Listen, and it's been strange, I suppose, particularly Donegal in the All-Ireland final, and the way the hurling's run off and that. It's just, you know, gets caught up sometimes in the middle of all the football and that. So we just wanted to get Niall Cleary on just to preview a bit of that, just to give it again the respect for what's coming down the tracks and that. So, listen, there's going to be a lot of big finals, I think, with Sean McCool's being relayed up there, McCool Park, you know. I'd say a lot of stuff, the finals, and that'll be switched to Donald Park. So, you know, the hurlers play there anyway. That's where they like to play. But I think there's going to be, I can see the rest of the finals being played there as well this summer as we get into the business end of things, Greg.
Yeah, fantastic stuff. Look, we can only scratch the surface. You've an hour tonight with some great guests. Maureen O'Donnell, Ryan Ferry, Niall Cleary and more. That's the DL Debate tonight, live after 7 and podcast shortly thereafter on our website, highlandradio.com. Thanks, Brendan. Keep it good, man. Thank you very much indeed. Right, okay. So there you go. Only really able to scratch the surface. A caller says, I'm a man, 52 years of age. Are there any openings for men of my age to become a carer? Now, our last piece was not necessarily about how you become a carer. It was support for those who are carers. But someone out there is going to know how you get on with that. I lived among foreign hospital staff all my life in Letterkenny. Never heard of such incidents. I'd still be a bit wary of who may be involved here. Could have been a stunt by counter anti-illegal immigration protesters to undermine opposition to IPAS centres. The incident looked planned, considering the victim was a legal working hospital migrant on camera. Let the Gardaí investigate now. Well, I get where you're coming from. I think there's a phrase for it, a psy-pop or psy-cop, whereby... The idea being that this is someone opposed to immigration protests actively scaring the living daylights out of a member of Letterkenny Hospital staff in order to strengthen opposition to the opposition to IPAS centres. I mean, you know, we're clever, but we're not that blooming clever in this country, regardless whether you're on the left or the right or down the middle. But anyway, the problem is now when we're sort of starting to say that someone's experience didn't happen, that's not fantastic either, is it? A caller says the level of homophobic comments were off the charts this year on some local media posts about Letterkenny Pride. I don't for a moment believe this represents Letterkenny in general. Many of us proudly marched in solidarity with our beautiful LGBTQ community, and it was great crack. A lovely positive day with racists crawling out from under rocks these days. Maybe it's not entirely surprising that the free expression of hate is so normalised it should not be normalised. Well, look, you know... Very few people use Twitter in this country. Very few people. A lot of people are active on Facebook, but a lot of people on Facebook never see the type of posts that you're talking of. And often, and I certainly know it from the interactions I get, and in fairness, I don't get a great deal of negativity. It has to be said. There's no point me trying to be a victim here. I don't get an awful lot. I don't see it, an awful lot of it. But, you know, a lot of them are accounts that are private. You can't access them. And a lot of them are in groups that are private. That you can't access them unless you're part of that group. And they aren't reflective necessarily of the millions and millions of people in this country and the millions that are on Facebook and never encounter any of these types of comments or these pages or what have you. So we have to put it into context as well. Look, at the end of the day, people with extreme views, regardless of what part of the political umbrella they are in, have often gone to seek election to public office and they haven't broken through. You know, yeah, garnered a couple hundred votes and maybe a few transfers. But the bottom line is, you know, we have to be, I think you have to put the size of these movements into context as well. And as I say, that could be from any part of the political landscape. I'm not talking about a particular group or particular individuals, for example. All right, we're going to take a break shortly. We're going to be crossing over to Ballet Buffet because we are live from McElhenney's, because they are tied in with us on this very exciting event that's coming up. Is that a tease? Well, that's the idea. Right, let's cross live to wonderful McElhenney's in Ballet Buffet because we are now undertaking the official launch of Highland Radio's Customer Service Awards for 2025. Our CEO, Sean Quinn, is there with Sandra Deveni, the General Manager. Sean, it's always good to have a big name sponsor back on board. Means we're doing something right, I hope.
Absolutely. No, we're absolutely delighted. They came on board last year. This is our third customer service that we're launching today, the awards. And we were delighted to have McElhenney's for last year. And it was an easy enough conversation, hopefully, for Sandra to say yes to us. But maybe Sandra will tell you a little bit more why they want to be involved.
First of all, thank you for having us on. So, Sean, the reason it's easy for us to make that decision is simply because customer service is one of the most important things to us here at McElhenney's. We live it and we breathe it. So when you started the awards 3 years ago, we sponsored one of the categories.
Yep.
And I was at it myself, and I was really, really impressed by, one, the community spirit in the room, and the fact that every single person was in with a shot. I love the authenticity of it, of the fact that their customers themselves voted for it. And I just felt that it was really, really important for the county as well of Donegal that we are on that platform. We're able to promote the amazing businesses that we have far and wide in Donegal. So it was, yes, it was an easy yes for us.
Sandra, in this day and age, you know, I mean, we know how important customer services is, but it's instant, isn't it? Because a person can reflect their experience immediately on social media or in the comment section or wherever. I mean, there's an awful lot of pressure on businesses to deliver at the very high level, thankfully, that our businesses do. It's something you have to be ever conscious of, every interaction almost, if not literally, Sandra.
You're right, Greg. I think the thing is with customer service, some businesses overthink it. But I think with us here in McElhenney's, you know, people think we're a big business, but we're actually a family-run business, and we keep it very simple. And we just treat our customers like we'd want our own family to be treated. It's just about being kind, noticing each other, and just the simple moment of taking time out. And I think if you overthink it, that's where it all goes wrong. So we just take it right back to basics and just treat our customers with respect. And we allow the staff to take the time with the customers. Don't rush them. You know, they've made a choice to come here to McElhenney's. So it's up to us to make sure that they have a lasting impression when they do come.
Sean, this is open to everyone, whether someone's entered the competition before or entered the awards before, or they're a new business, or they perhaps didn't realise the fun night it is, but also, of course, the positive implications of even being a nominee. These awards have become an annual staple and really significant from a marketing perspective.
Absolutely, Greg. And, you know, the fact you alluded to, it's your customers who are actually voting for you. They're nominating you because you're doing something right. And they are recognised. You know, I've seen so many of the winners displaying their plaques, their trophies that they won on the evening. But the amount of people that actually say the evening, being there in the room, being part of the event, win or lose, they just love it. Because the atmosphere is electric from as soon as you walk in the front door to you leave at whatever time, whether it be 11 o'clock or 3 o'clock, it doesn't matter. People have a great time, and it's great to have it again. It's great to be to promoting it today, to say to people, come and vote for your business right across Donegal. Remember, we're covering the whole of Donegal for this, and there's 46 awards in total, and they're from retail, the house and home, hair and beauty, and motor and lifestyle. So there's an opportunity. If you go onto our website today, it's now live at highlandradio.com, and you can vote for your favourite business. Recognise them. If you like and what they do well, vote for them today.
Well, we often wonder what we can do. So if we've had a nice experience, well, what can you do? This is the way to support your local business. Maybe, you haven't had to be in there for a month, but you still recognise the great way that work they do in their community. These are the businesses that we go to when we're having sponsored events or a charity event or what have you. They're never found wanting. Of course, McElhenney's, the wonderful store, is our principal sponsor. We've got category sponsors as well, iMotors, Hickey Clark and Langan Insurance and AirGrid. Without their support, of course, and Sean, I'm sure, will reiterate this, the awards simply wouldn't be possible. Shane McConnell of McConnell Meats was a winner of the Butchers Award last year. Shane, good night, wasn't it?
Hi, Greg. Thanks a million for inviting us down to help you launch this year's Customer Service Awards. Yeah, it was an absolutely amazing night. A great night to get the whole team out and enjoy. It was electric in there, just from start to finish. It was a great show. So we thoroughly enjoyed it, and even to be nominated and to get in the door is a great achievement for any small business. And I hope this year goes just as well, and we'll be hoping to get our name in the hat again.
Yeah, and it's the night out, it's the team building element of it. But is it nice, though, as a business owner and for your staff to get that recognition? Because sometimes you slog away and it can be a thankless enough task at times. It's lovely, isn't it, when there's that recognition?
Absolutely. You're working there all year and you're trying your best, you know, and helping customers out to the car with their stuff and delivering. And it was particularly nice for us because it was our 60th year in business, so we had a real party whenever we got it. It was just a cherry on top, and we display the plaque on top of the counter, and plenty of people come in all the time. They're asking about it, they're pointing to it, and we got a great kick from it. And we even got some good accounts doing wholesale in different hotels and restaurants from it as well, because it's very well recognised. So, yeah, we would strongly recommend it.
Brilliant stuff. And Sean, we heard Shane touch on something that's critical about this, in that it doesn't matter if it's a business with two staff or a business with 2,000 and two staff. Everybody is treated equally and everybody is judged on their customer service. And that service, as I say, applies whether you're a really small company or a massive one.
That's the beauty of it, Greg. It doesn't matter whether you've got 500 employees or two. It's what you're doing, is what your customers are voting for, because you're doing, whether you're big or small, you're doing something right. And they deserve to be recognised. And that's why it's gone from strength to strength. Every year there's different businesses that some of them we've never even heard of, to be honest with you. And so it's great that we get them into the one area. It's a great networking opportunity as well in the evening, business people meeting business people. You couldn't do enough of that. And it, you know, it leads to friendships for life. And I can't wait to the 5th of October. It's a Sunday evening. It's going to be a brilliant night.
Yeah. Sandra, it's clear Sean's made an extra special effort to look smart today because he's in McElhenney's. Do you want to sort of talk me through the outfit? What would you give him out of 10?
Well, considering he was partying, I think, yesterday, he looks very well, I have to say. He's sporting real on-trend colour, the navy, the Ralph Lauren. So, and your cream chinos, you're looking very well.
Have to say, all bought from McElhenney's.
He came in here and he says, you moved the Ralph Lauren stand from, and he said, I couldn't find it. So it's right in front of you now, because Topshop just opened at the weekend. There was a lot of new customers of McElhenney's over the weekend. So we had all those key brands just sitting nicely now across from Topshop and our Ember Boutique. So he did notice. So yeah, maybe I'll get a seal out of him yet today.
And Sandra, you know, you can never stand still in business, can you? You're always looking to widen the service, the products for your customer base. And I presume that's part of the reason for this recent addition to the store?
I think it's really important, and you know, we're very lucky with the team that we have here in McIlhenny's. You know, one of our values is never standing still, and we're always seeking out opportunity and always willing to take risks. And you know, I think you're only learning if you make a mistake. So for us, we will continue to do that. We don't always get it right, and we don't always know if we're doing the right thing as well. But I think it's about moving forward, keeping the head down, and just again bringing it back to customer service. If we look after the customer and do everything we can for the customer, and it's that bringing them brands, bringing them new opportunities within the store, then you know they will keep coming, and that's what's important.
Right, okay, so this is also about the promotion of your own business. So obviously there's going to be businesses where your customers rush straight to the website highlandradio.com and they say, look, it's been a fantastic year again at McConnell Meats. We're going to have to vote for Shane and the crew one more time. But also too, there's other businesses whereby there's no shame in this game. Put it out in your social media. Say, look, if you're liking what we're doing, get onto the Highland Radio website. It costs you nothing. We'd love your support in that regard. You have to plug yourself too, Sean, don't you? You know, I mean, even us in the past, I would argue, we've said it off air, you know, didn't necessarily push ourselves as hard as we can. And here we are now doing a much better job of it and calling on others to do so. You have to back yourself, don't you? And part of that is to say, right, customers, you know, give us a shout here.
Yeah, and do you know what, Greg? It works because they respond. And we've found over the last couple of years, the people who are active on social media and ask for votes, they get them because people are happy to support that business. So I would say that get out there today, share what we have on our social media. It's good for your brand as well because you're getting, you could never talk to your customers enough. And if you're sending this to ask them to help, they will help you. And the good chance of that will be this year we've got a slightly different process where we're at nomination stage now. But the second part will be we'll then allow the customers to vote for the businesses. So we brought it into the Hospitality Awards. There was over 70,000 votes for that process. I think this is going to be even bigger. And it's a great opportunity for people to recognise and vote. So nominate first, and then you have an opportunity, if they're shortlisted, to vote for that business. And then they'll be there on the 5th of October with us in the Mount Errigal.
And Shane, you know, when you hear of the level of participation in this competition, you know, it's different for this competition this year, but we certainly saw it reflected in the Hospitality Awards. You know, the fact that the guys introduced more weight to the actual public in deciding the winners, really significant, because if you pick up one of these awards, Shane, just like you did last year, you know it's because you're doing something right behind the counter.
Absolutely. It's a great achievement to even get nominated. But I would say, like, for the customers, even no matter how big or small the customer service that you think in a small business or a big business, no matter what it is, just get on and vote for that business because they really, really need it. Like, and it helps so much with everything. Like, in this day and age, you need every bit of help you can get on social media and new customers and all.
Yeah, and Sean, obviously there's a bit of balancing goes on there as well, because obviously you could have a business with a massive social media platform that might not have the same customer service as a smaller business with a better customer service but a smaller platform. So that, to make sure it's absolutely fair, that's all balanced as well there.
Yeah, of course, because we have our judges as well, which will they will have a percentage factor in the results. So it's not weighted towards, you don't have to, you know, the votes are important for you, but it's like it's a kind of a weighted decision process where the judges are very important because they go through the application forms from the nomination and they obviously have to look and see what the customers, what feedback they're getting, and it's important to put a comment in. If you can put a comment when you're nominating, because that gives the judges a better idea about how good this business is. So the more information we can get at nomination stage, the better it is for the business.
Okay, so categories this year are retail, house and home, hair and beauty, motor and lifestyle. There are subcategories again, Sean, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. So everything's on the website now, Greg. It's live. So if you click on to highlandradio.com, click on the customer service awards, and everything is there. It's very simple to use. It'll take two minutes of your time to nominate. As I said, give a bit of information about why you are nominating this business. And 2 minutes of your day, but let's get it done today. We're starting today. It's going to be open for, I think, 2 or 3 weeks. Well, 2 weeks, I've been told here. And we will then go through a shortlisting process.
All right. And Sandra, it's great to have you personally, but also a big business, but a big business that's retained its family values, and that's why it's so blooming successful, isn't it? To have you on board for a second year in a more prominent role. It's fantastic for us, Sandra.
Thank you so much, Craig. We're delighted, and we're very much looking forward to the night itself as well.
Okay, Shane McConnell of McConnell Meats. Wouldn't it be great to retain?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. We're in the hat. We want it again.
No bribes have been taken here, Greg. None.
Okay, well, no, because we're unbribable. All right, listen, thanks very much, Shane. Lastly, with you, Sean, the important thing here is it's live now. Customers, in inverted commas, get on, show your initiative, thank that local business of yours, give them that leg up if they need it, or that pat on the back if they need that too. We have a shortlist, which being shortlisted with the scale of business we have in this county is remarkable in and of itself. And then we have that brilliant night on in October. Yeah, it is in October, whereby the awards will be given out. It's on Sunday, October the 5th. And if you are a business, don't forget to put the feelers out. We've some templates there, Sean, don't we, on our website?
Yes, we do, yeah. It's a very simple process, Greg. Just click on, look for your category, who you want to nominate, and just fill out, and just submit it, and all the information comes into us.
All right, anything else you want to add, Sean?
No, just I'm just absolutely delighted to be here today and to have McElhenney's on board again. And I was just saying yesterday, this year has gone so quick. I can't believe we're here today now launching the Customer Service Awards. And before we know it, it'll be the 5th of October.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Time's flying.
It is. Sandra, thanks very much once again. Shane McConnell, thank you so very much. Continued success, and great to hear of the business expansion that came off the back of your success, which shows the importance of these awards. So, Shane, thank you to you, Sandra, and Sean, and Anya too, who's assisting there as well, or whomever else is there. Thanks, all of you. Take care.
Thank you, Greg.
Thanks, Greg.
Bye-bye, everybody. Okay, so just to remind, go on to our website, highlandradio.com. You will see the Highland Radio Customer Service Awards for 2025. The main categories are retail, house and home, hair and beauty, motor and lifestyle. Then there is a drop-down menu where your business will fit in. If you have any questions in relation to that, just give us a buzz on 074-91-25000. We will draw up a shortlist in 2 weeks, and then it's back open to the public. And those public votes, weighted against our judges' votes, we will decide the winners, and those winners will be granted their awards on Sunday, October 5th. And by the way, if you haven't been to one of those nights, this is not a snooty affair. This is not for those that don't like a little bit of noise. This is not for those that don't like to have a little bit of fun. It's a brilliant night out. It genuinely is. And if you're shortlisted, hopefully you'll have an opportunity to take a table, because it's great fun. And I would, if you could, perhaps maybe being given a little bit of latitude on Monday the 6th of October. Let me put it to you like that. I just heard the boys from Monday night sessions talking there. A lot of you watch the show, and we really do appreciate it. But just remember, we have a lot of stuff that you can watch here. You can interact with in different ways. And what's critical too, not as much for Monday night sessions, but certainly for the DL debate and different shows that are streamed, is that you can read what's going on. Okay, so maybe you've got, you're hard of hearing, or someone in your life is. They can watch the 9 till noon show with subtitles and follow what's happening in the world, or they can watch the DL debate and follow along with the subtitles that aren't perfect, but they're pretty good. So it's even more inclusive. Or you might just want to sit down and watch something on your telly. And the best way to do it at home, I find, is on my Fire Stick or on the YouTube app on the telly, and you can just watch your local content that way. So it's not just this show. My point saying, the lads from Monday Night Sessions, they've got live music every Monday night. Just sit at home and watch it. And the likes of the DL Debate, it's streamed as well. The Half Marathon team have been on to tell us that they've been out since 10:30 a.m. doing a great job walking and cleaning the route. They got a massive entry, so it would appear that there was quite a bit of waste on the route, but they've been out cleaning it up, and as I say, they're having to work extra hard because there was a great entry to it, and the cleanup will be all finished by 1 p.m. today, and we never doubted that for a second. We did have a call from someone that was out really early on, but look, it was always part of the process to get out the morning after and clean up, but they had a hugely successful half marathon. Which is great, isn't it? Now, we got lots of your comments coming in over the course of the morning on various subjects. I haven't been able to get to them all because of how busy we've been. But I just have time to mention that two places have just become available for our Riverdance trip on Thursday. It's Riverdance 30, the new generation. So there's seats for two people for the show in the Gaiety Theatre. It's a limited run there. Overnight accommodation, bed and breakfast at the 4-star Grand Canal Hotel in the heart of Dublin. Luxury coach travel, tickets to the show, free time in Dublin. We've got just these two seats that have become available. If you have any interest and you want to find out more deets, give us a call on 074 91 25000. We'll be back with you tomorrow morning at 9 a.m.